بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه صدق الله العظيم. Honorable brothers, elders and dear brothers, by the fazl and karam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are gathered here on the Sunday morning, Yawm al-Ahad, for a very, very auspicious, very mubarak, blessed majlis. And this majlis, we find in the riwayat, ashab ikram would say, radiyallahu anhum, ya nahnu julusun inda rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jalasna inda rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hear the word jalasna, julus. So in Masjid al-Nabi, this masjid was carried on all the time. The Sahaba Ikram would come to the masjid and they would learn deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no time, whatever was the istiqaza of the time, they would come. Sometimes a bayan, sometimes khutbah, some Quran khatam. So all these majalis were taking place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we make niyat also, that we are reviving and fulfilling one sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And on one sunnah, the barakat in it. Naqshe qadam nabi ki hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se mirate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqshe qadam nabi ki hai jannat ke raaste. If you want the way to jannat, there's only one way. Naqshe qadam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the only super highway to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The super highway to jannat. The sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So very importantly in our lives, we have the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our lifeline. Without sunnah, the person has no life in him. The sunnahs, the practical sunnahs, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will draw the love of Allah. When Allah to love us, how beautifully, our ulama say, قُلْ إِن كُمْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you want to become the beloved of Allah, Allah becomes a lover, and you become the beloved. And when someone loves someone, then they say love blinds you, is blinding. You don't see the fault in the person. I love the person. A young boy, Allah forbid, gets involved sometime. Haram relationship. How much the parents will speak to him, speak to her. But can't hear anything. You say, I can't eat, can't sleep, can't drink. Magaj nahi kaam kare, head is not working also. Not even married to her. But he feels so loyal, and so dedicated, and so committed to a haram relationship, even a husband doesn't feel like that to his wife. But his head is not working. And he doesn't see any fault in the girl, she doesn't see any fault in him. But that is haram, impermissible. Yeah, when he comes to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ulama say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is that rose. We are the thorns. Along with the thorns remain attached to the rose, whatever price the rose will fetch, the thorns will fetch the same price also. And then you'll buy that rose. You might get pricked also with the thorns, but you won't throw the rose away. The thorns are part of the rose. He'll take it home, give it to the wife. She'll get so excited also. Then she'll take out a special vase, fresh water in there. She'll put the rose in there. But before the rose can reach the water, first the thorns got it. Then she'll display it. People will say, what a beautiful rose. But part of it are the thorns. We have the thorns. Under the rose of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as we have the sunnahs in our life. That is why ulama are saying, what's happening in the ummah right now? Ummah ki koi qeemat nahi. There's no value for the ummah anymore. In the old days, they would mention, and the older people would understand also, when you used to buy rice, it wasn't pre-packed at that time. You go to the shop, how many kilos you want, they had a scoop, you scoop the rice, put it in the packet, they'll weigh it, take it home. Then in the spare time, the housewife will call a helper, they now clean the rice out, there's some stones in there, and throw away the stones. So here also ulama say, as long as the stones were attached to the rice, they fetch the price of the rice. You brought the rice home, cool place, dry place, look after it. When you get time, now we clean out the rice. Once you take out the stones and you throw it away, now the stones has no value. Somebody will kick the stone, Then one cat will come, maybe lick it, the dog will come, urinate on it. No value. But when the stone was attached to the rice, it had value. In the same way, when the ummah will attach themselves to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his sunnahs, they will have value in the eyes of Allah. Will have value in the eyes of Allah. Like how we found Qari Sahib read Quran Sharif. That now that one sunnah of reading Quran Sharif became alive, that even before the main speaker, the Qari of Quran took the seat first. He was given the first honor because of Quran tilawat. Therefore, these jalsas we have, is that just for khatmi Quran? I question myself also. We have these jalsas of khatmi Quran for me to ask myself that how much Quran am I reading? How much Quran I am connected to? That my life must come right also. Today I asked myself this morning, how many of us took out time this morning read Surah Yasin? As Mawlana Asam mentioned also, this is our Islah. Qari Amirul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Hardoi, very senior alim he was. And many years still he was old, advanced in age, over 90 years old, still teaching Alif Ba Ta Tha in the Maktab. So when he came to one of the Darul Uloom, he sat on the mimbar, then he asked the crowd, that Islah kya hai? What is Islah? I want to come right in my life. I want to reform my life. I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I do it? I've got habits, I've got weaknesses. But how do I connect to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala? What is Islah of my life? Now we hear about tasawuf, we hear about deen, tabligh and da'awat, we say. Now we say also, those are for the heavyweights. Yeah, simple gunegar, where I want to do all these things? He says, no. Deen is very easy. Deen bohat asan hai. One sunnat, a person will bring in his life, he'll pull the love of Allah. And when a person pulls the love of Allah, just by one sunnat, Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi, a great muhaddith of the time, he wrote the kitab of Sunan Abi Dawood, which is a hadith compilation which he taught in the final year in Darul Ulooms. So an accepted kitab. What khidmat of deen he made, compiling a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned about him, after all his works, great works of hadith sharif, he was at the seashore, the docks, the harbor. And passengers got onto the ship and they took off. They set sail. As they set sail, one person in the ship sneezed. What is the sunnat? To say Alhamdulillah. So he said Alhamdulillah. But before Imam Abu Dawood could return the reply and say Irhamukallah, they sailed away already. But he heard Alhamdulillah. So he jumped to a small boat and he paid the rider of the boat, to the owner of the boat, he paid him 1 dirham. 1 silver coin. He quickly catch up with the ship. He caught up with the ship and then he shouted out, Yarhamukallah. He replied, disappointed one sunnah, a voice in the unseen replied and said, oh Abu Dawood, you bought Jannah for 1 dirham. You bought Jannah for 1 silver coin. One sunnah is so powerful. One sunnah. How can it be in the life of a believer, I don't love the sunnahs. Every step of my life, our Honorable Shaykh and Ustaz Abdul Hamid Sahib Dhamma Barakatuh says, make 4 du'as. Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah. I'm an ashiq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, I have to know every ada, every fail, every qawl, every action, every speech, every utterance, every sunnah. I have to know about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? The sunnah ajmal hai, akmal hai, ashal hai. Sunnah is ajmal. The most beautiful way you can do any action, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the most beautiful way. Is that the most beautiful? We can put all the decor of the world, but in the eyes of Allah, it's zero. But bring the sunnah, now mashallah, this is not even 5 stars, this you can't even count the stars. The most beautiful way. Akmal, many people say I'm a perfectionist. I'm a perfectionist, I like things in order, must be neat, must be like this, must be like that. What is a perfect way? Perfect way is sunnah way. There's nothing more perfect than that. The eyes of Allah, this is the most perfect way you can do anything in sunnah way. Whether it's salah, whether wuzu, whether being a husband, whether being an ustaz, being a musalli, sunnah way. Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned also, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, or kama qala alayhi salatu salam, perform salah as you see me performing salah. That is a perfect way. I didn't see Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So how do I follow him? We go to ulama, he cannot teach me salah. teach me how to perform salah. You go to Musalli in our masjid, and when the lights go off after Isha salah, then I noticed him watering all the plants very quietly. So one day I caught him. I said, "I see you water the plants every day." He said, "You saw me." I said, "I saw you. What's your name? Who you are?" He gave me his name, etc. And he said, "I'm losing my eyesight right now. Degeneration of my eyes. So now I became afraid. Now I'm going to cover up my past life. A lot of wrong things I've done, wrong company, wrong activities, smoking and everything. Now I'm going to come right. Now I come to the masjid and nobody knows me, I don't know anybody, I do my thing quietly." So he says, "Now I'm covering up my Quran tilawat also. This is Islah. What I'm not doing, start doing it. This is reformation of my life. I have read Yasin for the morning, I read my Yasin. That one Yasin Sharif, the love of Allah we will pull every day." Many thoughts are coming to mind right now. Don't forget about it. Allah's Fazal, we were Medina Munawwara one time, in Masjid al-Nabawi, and we sat down to read Quran Sharif. So a young boy came and sat next to me. That is big. Bag, they carry bags, where they put their shoes sometime, or put Quran Sharif inside. So he came so excited after Fajr. He sat down, he took out, and that whole bag is only one kitab. He took out his one kitab, Yasin Sharif, with the big bold writing. So I'm looking at him. Started reading his Yasin. And I was reading my Quran. Allah's Fazal, Allah made us hafiz al Quran. So we can read quite fast. I must have finished my para, and he's still finishing his Yasin Sharif. Almost half an hour. So I had to ask him. "Bhai Sahab, ab kahan se, where are you from?" He said, "Delhi se aaya hun. From Delhi I came." I said, "Acha, mashallah. I say, you like this big print Quran Sharif?" He said, "I only can read this one over here." I said, "You can't read Quran Sharif anything." I said, "I only know Yasin." He says, and he told me, he said, "In school, they used to call me Dom. I didn't know anything in school. I failed school, couldn't make it. But my father made sure I learned Yasin Sharif at least. Although I was very backwards, I couldn't learn, couldn't do anything. And I'm thinking in my mind, Ya Allah, Allah ka banda, how you reach Madina Sharif? If you were so dumb, how Allah brought you here? How you got your passport, your ticket, your visa? Allah's mehman. Mehman of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam." So he says, "Mera walid sahab ka intiqal ho gaya. My father passed away already. But every day I read for him 3 Yasin Sharif. Every day I read 3 to 5 Yasin Sharif for him. Takes half an hour only for one Yasin Sharif. But he says, I read with mazah. I can't read anything, I only know Yasin Sharif. And the big letters. So I carry this with me everywhere. I got my special bag for it, I carry it. Because how beloved he must be to Allah. Jalla Jalal to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Just on one Yasin Sharif. And today we take back only this, Ya Allah. Every day I read my Yasin Sharif. I don't know Yasin Sharif, go to the Qari Sahib. I learn one line with the intention of becoming a Hafiz al-Quran. With the intention, Ya Allah, I become Hafiz al-Quran. And even if I don't finish off, where we want the reward? By Allah. The real jalsa is not today. Allah accept Hafiz al-Quran, mashallah, his mehnat and effort. But the real jalsa is the day of Qiyamah. That is the real jalsa. Today, unfortunately, we have many a youngster comes to the Hifz class. Then parents will send a message in the afternoon. He can't make it for the afternoon. Where is he going? Extracurricular activities. He's playing football, cricket. He's chosen for the team. He's the captain for the team. He has to be there. And abandon Quran Sharif on bat and ball. Inna lillahi. Where's the value of a believer? Where's the value of Quran Sharif? We can't put a price to it. Just to understand, my dear brothers, if Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq ability, no matter what age it may be, I go sit, maktab, madrasa, hibs class is not for children. We've got this mindset, it's only for children. Learning, teaching, learning Quran Sharif is right to my last breath. Right till my last breath, if I can't in Yasin Sharif, at least for my surahs, then I have to go sit in the maktab. I have to go to the ustaz. I'll do an ayat every day. The one ayat will make me the beloved of Allah. One ayat. Allah will say, look at, and the hadith Sharif says also, that person who stutters the real Quran, he can't get it right. I didn't learn tajweed, I can't get it right. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmatul lil alameen. He says, for that person is double reward. Double reward for him. Because he's battling, he's having a difficult time to read Quran, double reward, but he's still doing it. So this missing HIFS class in Maktab and Madrasa, we only understand what is happening in the HIFS class. Like we're sitting here today also. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that if my Quran is not correct, start putting it right. This is farz upon us from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that our Quran has to be perfected. The perfect way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the most beautiful manner, akmal manner, ashal, the easiest way. So four du'as we make, Allah give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Give me amal and practice upon every sunnah. Give me the love for every sunnah. Allah accept my wealth, health, time, family, business with the khidmat and service of the sunnah in the world. That is my value. Without sunnah, I have no value. And why sunnah in the day of Qiyamah? In this world, we have speed dial. We have speed dial. Anybody asks, I'm looking for a plumber, I got somebody. Looking electrician, I got somebody. I'm looking for so-and-so, speed dial. My son was doing nikah, I got Morana speed dial also. I'll organize it. Qiyamah Zri, who's going to be the speed dial? Only Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi. There's only speed dial. We're going to set up the speed dial now. Their speed dial is the sunnah. Qiyamah Zri, the only person going to hold my hand. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said on the day of Qiyamah, come looking for me. You will find me the Hawdi Kothar waiting for you. If you don't find me there, come to the Mizan. Come to the scales. There's a hadith mentioned also in Bukhari Sharif, which muhaddithin, commentators of Quran, of hadith say, this hadith gives the ummah the greatest amount of tamanna and umid and hope on the day of Qiyamah of salvation. Where a person, his amal and deeds will be weighed. And when the deeds will be weighed, then his evil deeds will outweigh all his good deeds. When his outweighed is finished, he say, Ya Allah, I'm finished. There's no going back to dunya. At that time, hadith said, he mentioned somebody will tap his back. He'll turn around. Most handsome man he'll seen in his life. He'll give him a parchi, a small piece of paper. He says, quickly take it, put it on the side of your good amal. So he will rush quickly. And he'll put it on the side of his good amal. There's two riwayat. This riwayat mentions, when he puts the little parchi and paper on the side of his good amal, it'll just come down and outweigh all the bad amal. He turn around, he won't find the person. When he sees what's in the parchi, one durood sharif you read. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One durood sharif was more weighty than all your evil amal. If you don't find me at the scales of my ummah, then come to the full sirat, you'll find me there. And they'll be pushing you over the full sirat. So the alim says, Ya Rasulullah, a dunya to Iran for us. You had to leave Makkah Sharif, Iran. You had to run there also. Then you went to Taif also. Then you had to go to Medina Munawwara. And from there you had to run to Badr, then to Uhud, then to Khandaq, and then to Tabuk. Ya Rasulullah, whole life you ran for us. And Qiyamah Day also you ran behind us. At least now we can run behind the sunnahs. To bring sunnahs into our lives. So for us to put ourselves in the maktab, in the hifz class, our children also, to take them out because of tuition, and now the examinations are coming. Morana now leave the sabaks now. Now they write the examination. Real jalsa is Qiyamah Day. Just to understand under the tafsir of this ayat, more or less ulama explain. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. Suratul Qiyamah. Allah says, Inna alayna, beshak hamare upar hamare zimidari hai. Jam'ahu wa qur'ana. Allah says, our responsibility, we will do it. What we will do, jam'ahu, we will make jam'ah of Qur'an. We will preserve Qur'an Sharif in the hearts of the Hufaz. Allah says, hamare zimidari, our responsibility. That we will choose the Hufaz, who they will be. They are the VVIP, elite, very, very important people in the court of Allah. So we will choose them. Wa Qur'ana, and we will choose the Qurra, the Qaris, to make Qur'an, tilawat of Qur'an Sharif. They will preserve the dialects in the, we hear the Sabah Qirat, Ashara Qirat. That also is part of the of preservation of Qur'an Sharif. Now to understand, my dear brothers, when Allah Ta'ala took the responsibility that I will preserve the Qur'an Sharif, what does it mean? Allah has a divine system. We are sitting in this simple masjid, simple town of Tongak. Magar, we don't understand, ye ek namuna hai. This is one namuna and sample what was happening in Masjid al-Nabawi. Where Sahaba Ikram came together for Qur'an Sharif. to listen to Quran, to understand Quran, to read Quran Sharif. Jalsa was happening. But one Qari used to read, others used to listen to the Qari. The Muhajirin at one time, they were very poor. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam entered Masjid al-Nabawi. And they were sitting, one behind the other. One behind the other because they didn't have enough clothes to cover themselves. So just to cover themselves, they sit one behind the other. And one Qari was reading Quran, she said, oh, listen to the Quran tilawat. So they say, what is happening right now? What's happening in Tonga and surrounding? What happened? What is happening? Ulama explain. And Allah took the responsibility that I will preserve Quran Sharif. What does it mean? They say, just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nazara ila qulubin nas. Allah looked at the hearts of humanity at that time. Allah looked at the hearts of humanity at that time. Is it just before that? So, jab dunya mein andhera chha gaya. The dunya was steeped in darkness. It was only idol worship. Bhut parasti. Idol worship. And Allah was forgotten. Fir Allah ki rahmat josh mein aayi. Allah's rahmat came in force. And if this world and the people aren't saved, they'll be doomed forever. When Allah's rahmat came, and the dunya was steeped in darknesses and the worst of places, Makkah al-Mukarramah, full of idol worship, where the people were so dark, so much of sin, idols in the Baytullah also, making tawaf around Baytullah without any clothes. We can't make tawaf with clothing because the clothes are napak with sin. To that extent, jahalat and ignorance. In that place, Allah's rahmat and mercy came into force and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was born there. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was born there to save insaniyat from for everlasting doom and destruction. Then Allah looked at the hearts of people and Allah Ta'ala chose for bisuhbati nabiyihi. Allah Ta'ala chose the hearts for the suhbat and the companionship of his Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Allah chose them. And the first one amongst them, the Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. Here just one point, my dear brothers. Our mashayikh and our sheikh teaches us also that when we make isale sawab, every 2 rakat salah, we can combine in nafil namaz, we combine our intentions. Salatul hajah for need, salatul shukr, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, salatul tawbah, we make tawbah, salatul istikhara also, we can read any time, not only at night. So, ya Allah, istikhara also I'm making, ya Allah, I'm asking for guidance. Every time as a father, I'm going to make decisions. Allah, guide me to what is most pleasing to you. And fifthly, make niyat, ya Allah, of isale sawab for the mar'umeen. And then, our shaykh will say, don't forget the Khadija radiallahu anha, the first mother. They gave birth to all the beautiful children of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And among them, the Fatima, the queen of Jannat. But sometimes we forget the Khadija. She was the one to console the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came fearful of his life. So don't forget her also. So Allah looked at the hearts of people. That who will be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Khadijatul Kubra, Siddiq Akbar, Umar Farooq, Uthman Ghani, Ali Haydar. All were chosen, one. Giants in Iman. They were chosen. And then the poet says, Jo Bairah Thay. So, khud be'arah te, wa alam ke hadi ban gaye. Those that were completely off the track, far from hidayat, completely. When they put their hands in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were deviant, they were misguided, whole life. And once they put their hands in the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they became the guides of mankind till Qiyamah. Now they became the guides. Till the day of Qiyamah, we still speak about them with love and muhabbat. So Allah chose their hearts, and Allah chose them, you'll be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he will teach, you will preserve. His Quran, he will come into, you will preserve them. Then the scribes of wahi. And then ulama say, in every period of time, alayna jam'ahu. Allah say, our responsibility. We will preserve Quran Sharif. How? Allah will look at the hearts of the children, of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every house where Allah will look. From this house chosen, that house chosen, that house chosen. Special selection. We have to understand this, my dear brothers, parents. If my son is going to madrasa, becoming a hafiz, my house has been chosen. My house has been chosen, like the house of Siddiq Akbar. Wasn't only Siddiq Akbar, was Siddiq Aisha also. She too was chosen. Wasn't only Khadija, was Fatima Zahra also chosen. Every home, the home was chosen. Was Uthman Ghadi was chosen to be the son-in-law of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar Farooq, Nabi Ali married his daughter. The whole house was chosen. So just as is qurbani for the child to do hifz, the biggest qurban is for the parents. Now that house is to come onto deen. My son has been chosen by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to become hafiz al-Quran. Hafiz al-Quran is just something fashionable. The mera larka hafiz ban gaya, to mujhe jannat ka ticket mil gaya. Like, don't make ticket now, we can do what you want. No. And we see Allah, out of muhabbat and love for Quran, we see it. Even the Kala will say, beta, Qiyamah's day I'm holding your kurta. Qiyamah's day I'm holding your kurta to jannat. But this is the concern. On the weekend, where's the kurta? On the weekend, the kurta shrinks. There's no more kurta. The hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam regards to hafiz. Man harrama haramahu wa halla halalahu. Understand this, my dear brother. Very important point in our zaman. We're sending our children to become hafiz. Who is a hafiz? Hafiz is the title of Allah. Al-hafizu. Allah is the protector. The one that preserves is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah allows that ummati who puts the Quran to memory to use the title of Allah. You are now hafiz. Hafiz al-Quran, does that refer to a boy who has memorized the Quran only? Hafiz refers to that ummati who has memorized the Quran in word, in speech, and in action. He's preserved the Quran completely. And if we observe in our localities, there are many hufaz. But very few will call Hafiz so and so. Hafiz Azhar Sahib, they call Hafiz al Quran. Why? Because he's Quran Sharif. Come to the masjid, Quran is open. Reading Quran Sharif. Dressed according to Sharia and Deen. Hafiz so and so. Hafiz no Shad Sahib. He said, they call Hafiz al Quran. Put him on the musalla. But the one doesn't have it, we just call him Muhammad, Imran. No Hafiz. Allah is a Hafiz al-Quran. But the one that preserved the Quran in dress, his hairstyle, his dressing, is this Hafiz al-Quran. The reward for Hafiz is for that Hafiz al-Quran. Without that, we will call the youngster, he has memorized the Quran. He's a memorizer of the Quran. Is that a Hafiz? Hafiz means to protect it completely. Now for him is the reward. For him is the reward. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, or is mentioned more or less, not in a hadith, Allah looks at the hearts of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and chooses the hearts. I want that heart, I want that heart. What's happening to that heart? That heart is becoming a mirror of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can that heart be polluted? What was in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming to the heart of my child. There's a special child right now. I can't take him to the malls. I can't take him to the restaurant. Music is playing there. There's bihayai, immodesty. My son is somebody. Here's my ticket over here. I'm going to protect my investment. This is my investment right now. And just to understand what's happening every night in our homes. When the son of mine or grandson of mine sits down to learn his Quran Sharif, there should be the time for the entire family to sit down with their Quran Sharif. We sit together and read Quran Sharif. That's my time to read my Quran for the day. When that boy sits down to read Quran Sharif, what is happening right now in the skies, ulama say, right now he's creating chaos in the skies. Malaika rushing right now. He's opened his Quran. Quickly rush, take the rahmat and barakat. Full and warm up right now. We believe in the unseen. It's happening right now. The Shaykh al-Hadith Mala Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, great wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, stayed in Madinah Munawwara for many years. And it's mentioned about him that today is the biggest celebration. Today of Alhamdulillah excitement. So usually we know our excitement, our celebration is, what's the menu? There's also a way to celebrate it by keeping roza also, to fast also. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, is mentioned about him when he received that time his citizenship of Madinatul Munawwara. They say out of happiness, for 40 days he kept roza. So shukriya to Allah. Ya Allah, Madina Sharif. Finally, he passed away Madinatul Munawwara. Passed away Madina, buried in Baqi also. So when it comes to Quran Sharif, the Shaykh has mentioned also, when it comes to Quran Sharif, what's happening at night? So he's mentioned about the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that one of his murids, Yusuf Mutara Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in his dream he sees Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he's speaking to him. As he's conversing with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sees in the sky some commotion happening. So he asks Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is happening in the skies? He says, haven't you heard the news? He says, no, what has happened? He says, the Shaykh has booked his ticket to go to UK right now. The friend of Allah has booked his ticket to move right now. Malaika are rejoicing, they're spreading the news. Allah's wali is going to move soon. And the friends of Allah, وَلَمَرَّ وَلِيُّمْنَا أَوْلِيَا عَلَىٰ قَرِيَةٍ Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, then one friend of Allah, who has deen in his life, and he moves from town to town, then Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, even the people in the Qabristan enjoy the rahmat and barakat of this wali of Allah. To the extent he says, when the friends of Allah move, even Allah Ta'ala uplifts azab al-qabr for the period of time. Allah's friend is moving right now. Hafiz al-Quran is a friend of Allah. When he preserves Quran Sharif, he's moving with the love of Allah right now. When he opens his Quran at night, that is why, my dear brothers, Allah give us tawfiq. If my son, even if my son not becoming a Hafiz, to have the TV in the house, doesn't blend, doesn't mix. Today we have a problem of jadu right now. People were hasad. They're putting athar on us, jadu on us. You say, what is jadu? Black magic. Something dark. Something evil. We have positive radiation, negative radiation. Put a steel pot in the microwave, you know what will happen. There'll be a blast right now. That is negative radiation. And you're putting something positive there. It cannot be, my dear brothers. I have the shaitan box at home. At top of that, I've got Ayatul Kursi. You see, you're creating jadu in the house. But the name of Allah and you've got haram taking place. What's going to happen? There'll be explosion. There'll be explosion. You've got the TV set over there. You've got the cabinet and the Quran Sharif is next to it. Hafiz boy leaves the Quran next to the TV. And the music and the dancing and the behayai. I'm the one that's creating the jadu. Nobody from outside. We are the ones doing it. That you got all mixed up in the house. You can't mix together. You know, in that diesel tank, we can't put petrol in there. It'll be a disaster. Allah kept the heart for His love and the ishq of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can't put the love of TV in there. And the love of YouTube and the love of this Hafiz al-Quran, seeing all these things. Can't. Football, you have to see football. The aura, the satr is open. The Quran is, one alim says, he has so much ruhani spirituality in his heart, he would say, sometime I'm parked with a robot and another car will park next to me and he got music playing. I will close my window. But that effect is still there. And he said, when the effect of the music comes into my ear, I can actually feel from my heart one eye of the Quran is disappearing or getting weaker. I can feel it because the ruhaniyat, he's got the spirituality in him. Now I don't feel anything happening. Hafiz al-Quran doesn't feel anything happening. He's a parashan in him. Doesn't feel the restlessness. Just for me to be here right now. What is happening at night in my home right now? When my son opens his Quran and he starts reading, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was passing by a certain place and then he passes by a qabr of a person. Allah Ta'ala makes mukashafa. Allah opens what's happening in the qabr for him. And he sees the person in the qabr has been punished. With a fire blazing, burning him. He makes dua, Ya Allah. Release him, Ya Allah, release him. Then he carries on, does his work. When he returns, after some time, by the same qabr, Allah Ta'ala opens the qabr again for him. You can see the unseen, by the permission of Allah. And he sees the person in a beautiful garden, enjoying himself. Streams are flowing and the fruits of Jannah, the food served to him. See, Allah, what happened? When I passed some time ago, he was in Jahannam burning. Now when I pass, he's in Jannat. Then Allah Ta'ala reveals to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that when he passed away, at that time he left his wife behind. She was pregnant with a child. And she gave birth to the child. And she was a pious woman. Father wanted everything, not so pious in his life. And he passed away in the condition of sins. So he has been punished for it. Now, his son reached the age of going to maktab and madrasa. See Allah, what happened then? He says, the mother sent the child to madrasa. Understand, my dear brothers, when the children walk to madrasa and maktab, Quran in their hand, there's something happening in the town, in the city. We get so used to it. But you have to understand and make niyat, ya Allah, make this a means of khair and barakah, hidayat for every home in the locality. When they are, ulama say, when children walk around to madrasa, maktab, holding in their hands Quran Sharif, burqa, and Allah's azab wants to come down because of their voices of Quran, Allah holds the azab back. Allah holds it back. That's why we can't put a price to the maktab, to the ustaz, to the apa, to the children. Can't put a price to it. Ya Allah, how come he landed in Jannah now? So Allah said, oh, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he became of age, 5-6 years old, and his mother sent him to the ustaz to learn Quran Sharif. So he says that I was punishing him fi batni al-ard, within the earth, within the ground, I was punishing him. And waladuhu, and his son, went to the ustaz, and he opened his kitab the first day, and the ustaz told him, beta, bismillah paro, iqra. So the boy read, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah says that this was his flesh and blood. When his own son said, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ala wajhil ard, upon the surface of the earth, he took my name, Rahman Rahim. How could I punish him within the earth? I removed his azab because of his son's bismillah. It's only his son's bismillah. His son said, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, I removed the punishment. When my son is becoming hafiz al Quran, and he's opening his Quran in the night, not becoming hafiz also, but especially the hafiz al-Quran. Those are teaching in his class, we know, when we sit in the morning to listen to the boys, Quran Sharif, the young boy will come, Fajr time, to give his Quran tilawat, and he's reading his Quran Sharif. Then all of a sudden he gets stuck. He gets stuck, he can't read. Now he's trying to recall what he learned last night. And you find commonly, when the boy gets stuck, he looks up like that. So I asked the boy, waiting for Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel won't come. Jibreel won't come. But he's looking up. Because what is in his heart came from the top. He came from the top. And if you take the same Hafiz al-Quran, 13, 14-year-old boy, put him for MRI scan, CAT scan, whatever scan. Scan the heart, scan the brain, you won't find one alif, ba, ta, tha. Where's the hard drive? Where's the stored right now? Your heart belongs to Allah. The arsh of Allah. He's pulling it from there. This is the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah. He's pulling it from there right now. And he's looking up, and you ustaz is waiting now. He doesn't know it is in a problem right now. And all of a sudden it takes off again. Took off again. What happened last night? This is so important. My home, I have to read Quran within my home. Quran Sharif, even I read one ayat, two ayats a day, but I'm reading my Quran Sharif. Have to read it. So when he's reading the Quran Sharif, ulama say, as if from the unseen, Allah with his pen of wahi, Allah with his pen of revelation in Quran, Allah is writing his ayats on his heart. It's happening in my home every night. The ayats are being written on his heart. Tomorrow morning, better go to madrasa and start reading. All depends on last night, whether there was TV, food was halal, how you slept at sunnats, du'as is preserved. Comes in the morning and now he's moving. And now he's reading the Quran Sharif. And then Taraweeh comes, subhanAllah. Where is he pulling it from? Where's the ayats are coming from? There's no letters, no ayats, his entire body, do a scan, nothing there. But he's reading Quran Sharif. This is the Qudrat of Allah, which we have to appreciate. His hifz classes, maktab, madrasa, in our masjid, private hifz classes. We don't understand, my dear brothers, what rahmat and barakat is bringing. But we have to create the environments within our homes. The real jalsa and the real qiyamah. The real jalsa and the real qiyamah. And Allah will call the hafiz al-Quran. Iqra, warataqi, warattil. O hafiz al-Quran, you come and call your parents also. Today is your jalsa. Why we are saying this? The pain in the heart. Sometimes that young boy will miss the Hifz class. Today is awards day in school. Awards day. So I asked the boy, what award you got? He said, I got a trophy. What color? He said, gold color. Real gold or is it? He said, no, it's plastic. I said, you left Quran for a plastic trophy? Allah will give you gold in the day of Qiyamah. Palace of gold bricks. Real. You gave this up for that. Parents don't understand also. Yes, Allah. We need the doctors, we need the engineers. Parents say, my son is a doctor. But whether he's going to give you anything end of the month, whether he'll look after you. Quran Sharif will look after you. Not your son, your Quran will look after you. Take care of Quran Sharif, Quran will look after you. That is the real jalsa, the day of Qiyamah. When the parents will be called, now the boy will be told, now read your Quran. And take your parents, hold their hands so to say, I said, climbing the stages of Jannat. Where you stop the last ayat, that will be the Jannat for you and your parents. That's the day of the real jalsa. Just to conclude, my dear brothers, this one beautiful incident which you enjoy mentioning also. And the whole thing about this Quran jalsa, that after today, from today, I read my Quran Sharif. Even one ayat, I'll become the beloved of Allah. Even if I can't read also. From this incident, we'll understand. It happened in Karachi. There's one girl writes this article and she says, I'm a very modern girl. Living in Karachi, very well to do, very rich, affluent. Flush house, big garden. And we keep in the homes, we have helpers. They call them Masi. They bring young girls from the villages, train them up, and they educate them if they have to. They keep them there for years. So we had one girl working for us from a young age. Now she was quite, she grew up now, but still working for us. And she was here for many years. So she would work from certain time to certain time, then we would let her go during the evening. So this girl says that day there was a terrible storm, very heavy storm in Karachi. So this Masi, this helper, couldn't leave the house. So she's sitting in my room, she's cleaning my room up, in the bathroom, the toilet, everything, now she's sitting. And she's looking outside. So she says, my lifestyle, I just bought a new novel, had my cell phone in my hand, made myself a cup of coffee, cappuccino. So I just jumped into my bed. Put one pillow here, one cushion there, relaxing. Royal life. And this young girl who's working for us, she's sitting by the window looking outside. She couldn't leave because of the storm. She said, I'm so excited now, I'm relaxed, got my novel in my hand, I'm going to start reading, have my coffee. And then she says, the young girl turned around and told me, she says, Ma, can I borrow your Quran Sharif, please? Like a thunderbolt hit my heart. Ya Allah. She said, I felt guilty now. I'm sitting with a novel and my cell phone. She said, okay. So she said, I got up, I went to the shelf, I took out my Quran Sharif, I had to look for the tissues to wipe off the dust of it. Wipe off the dust. In the meantime, she asked me, can you use your bathroom? I just want to make wuzu. So I said, Ma'am, you clean the bathroom, you can use it. So she made wuzu. And then she came out. So she said, I gave her the Quran. Then she took one cushion and she put the Quran Sharif on it. But this young girl says, I know she can't read Quran Sharif because she didn't go to Madrasa Maktab. She was working for us. She was working for all these years. So I'm going to see whether she's just now trying to show me a point or really she wants to read Quran Sharif. So when I gave it to her, I gave it to her upside down. So she opened it. She's looking at it upside down. So she said, I began to giggle. That now, you know, show me a point. But she's looking. And slowly she turned it around. She turned it around. So I'm looking at her. And then she her lips moving. She said, I know she can't read Quran. She puts her finger and she's reading. She said, I had to finally ask her. She said, hey Masi, Quran par sakti ho. Hey, can you read Quran Sharif? So when I asked her like that, she choked. She choked and the tears started flowing from her eyes. She just sat like that, with tears flowing. Then she nodded her head, nahi. Nahi par sakti, I can't read Quran Sharif. So what are you doing then? She says, every day when I finish my work, I go home. I make wuzu, I go to the Quran Sharif at home. And I take it out and I sit. I sit for 1 hour every day. I can't read Quran Sharif, I never learnt. But I love this Quran so much. With my finger, example, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. With my finger, I trace the alif, alif, lam, ha. I say, Allah, one day I'll read this. One day I'll read it. One day I'll read it. For 1 hour, I sit like that. She never gave up. What love for Quran Sharif. Allah give us that love for Quran Sharif also. That we read Quran, we live Quran, and we start our journey for Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Habis abu ridi zah sabak lam inshallah. Ya duha bi
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون إن إبراهيم أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم يوفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين.
هذا الدعاء والبيمين إن شاء
الله. قبل الدعاء نسيب شكر للأستاذ سلطاني أسيف صاحب مؤسسة بولي زفرس ما شاء الله بين أبو صاحب الأستاذ and سأل الله في رحمة الله في بركت the duas of the parents, support of the wife also and the أستاذ الله تعالى accept it, الله تعالى increase it and make it arm and down إن شاء الله in all our localities إن شاء الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك يا رب. صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا. أو كريم رحيم، الله يكسب ختم القرآن من الله يلا مكد يلا ميز الهداية في الإصلاح خير البركة في أمة النبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم. يلا يكسب أفز بعيدته من الله، يكسب حافظ القرآن، يكسب أستاذ، يكسب فاميليز، يكسب لوكالتي. وكريم رحيم الله يلا جيب لنا فل بركة القرآن الشريف، فل رحمة يا الله يلا ده مدد أن هل بوصل. كريم رحيم الله يلا فل وهمت القرآن تلاوة الصلاة يلا بيك ستشت القرآن الشريف يلا في ده مسجد وما يلا يلا بيك فاتح مصلي إن مسجد أو الشرط تدري القيامة وما يلا إن برجل يزد بي بلنتي الحفاظ وعلماء صالحين ده بايس وزوما يلا سيب أسا وفاميليز تنظرية القيامة وما يلا وشرط الكفر والشرك والبدعات ما يلا بيك ما منز الصالحين إن مقربين إن توصل تويا وكريم رحيم الله إلا جيب أسا لايف وفي إيمان تبركة القرآن He was a life free from sin and gunas, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make your obedience easy for us, O my Allah. Make your disobedience difficult for us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us maharam to barakat of Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Save us maharam sustenance, O my Allah. Give us plenty of halal, O my Allah. Barakat of Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Give the ummah shifa, O my Allah. Save us from illnesses and bimari. Save us from deaths, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from riba and zina, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a life of afiyat and salamat and sukoon. And channel, may Allah, a life of prosperity, and halal, may Allah, and your pleasure, Allah, the time of motor, may Allah, it was Husnul Khatima, it was motor upon Iman, Allah, in the vicinity of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bighayr istihqaqin wala minna, wala min deserving of it, may Allah. Oh my Allah, the Muslim Hajjaj began, oh my Allah. The Hujjaj leave for Baytullah, for Medina Munawara. Oh my Allah, take us over and over again, oh my Allah. Wa arina, manasikana, wa tub alina. Inna kanta tawab ar-ra'im lilbi da hajjah tu ummat, oh my Allah. Send up your help, ya rusat, ya madad. Ya Allah, for the people of Gaza, Palestine, may Allah. Be it in China, in India, in Sudan, wherever it may be. Ya Allah, protect the world and help the ummat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep the ziftas and abatum the day of Qiyamah, except the makatib, the madaris. يا الله على العلماء الكرام يا الله جب محبة الاتفاق يا الاتحاد وكريم رحيم الله يا الله بلسه ومسلمين ومسلمان وبردزنا وسسترزنا يا الله يا الله جب us the best of life in your azamandin your khushnudin your obedience وما الله in your pleasure يا الله دريا القيامة يا الله جب us in the banner and the flag in the جماعة والصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم بعين النبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله سيف us عذاب قبر عذاب جهنم يا الله سيف us in the terror and دريا القيامة oh my كريم رحيم الله the entire ummah give us جنة الفردوس بذلكني إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.